Okay, back to dealing with the heat. Allow me to get a little inside Boston here. Brigham's or Gelato Fiasco? If you ask Bostonians which of those two local ice cream brands they prefer, the answer may reveal a little something about class. Richard Feinberg is a Cuba scholar, and he's discovered ice cream consumption in Havana these days also tips to class differences. He says gone are the days when Havana's Copelia, once known as the socialist cathedral of ice cream, had the best scoop in town.
Whereas they used to offer a dozen or more flavors, now on any given day they might just have three or four flavors. And the ingredients, Cubans will tell you, are not what they used to be. Powdered milk, for example, is now a luxury in Cuba. And the workers at Copelia sometimes siphon some of that off.
Is there a black market for ice cream in Cuba?
Certainly, particularly from the state-owned firms. Ice cream will disappear from the factories or fall off the back of the truck. Both the ice cream itself as well as the ingredients. State workers sometimes will work at the state ice cream establishments, not for the salaries, which are so low, but so they can siphon off some of the ingredients, such as powdered milk, and sell those then on the black market.
And now with Cuba's economy loosening up just a little bit in fits and starts, things are getting a little more diverse in the ice cream range, but it's not as though Ben and Jerry's is within easy reach. What do you find, though, in like Havana these days?
Nestle's produces and sells ice cream. Nestle is, of course, being a non-U.S. investor, so they have been allowed to invest. It's not great. It's standardized. It's industrial tasting, but it is safe and predictable and does carry with it a certain social status. So that's for the emerging middle classes, let's say the top 20% of the Cuban population. But for the 1%, they now have yet a more grandiose option. There are now private temples of ice cream pleasure, former mansions that have been converted into Italian-style ice cream parlors where it's air-conditioned, short, if any, lines, and lots of artisan flavors, mango, lime, coconut. They offer a mojito flavor with fresh Cuban rum. These last types of ice cream parlors, Italian style, are offered by private entrepreneurs in Cuba. And so that's a new offering to your Cuban consumer, but it's way more expensive than your average Cuban could even dream of affording. So it's just for that top 1%.
So, Richard, you were talking a moment ago about Cuba's government allowing private food establishments to operate. But I gather last summer they suspended new licenses for private food establishments. So what's up now?
Well, the Cuban bureaucracy is still very much run in a monopolistic way by the Cuban Communist Party, sort of freaked out at the success of the emerging private sector, particularly restaurants, which were attracting much of the tourist crowd as well as the better-heeled Cubans. So they froze the issuing of new licenses and recently have put out a new set of regulations governing private sector firms, which we'll see how they implement them, but they look pretty tough. So it's going to be more and more difficult for restaurants or private ice cream parlors to operate in Cuba. But they're not going to eliminate them, though, we hope, and we'll see how the new regulations are implemented.
That's Cuba scholar and ice cream lover Richard Feinberg in San Diego.